Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Live Your Music. I am Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am super happy to have Sonia Choquette Tully as my guest today. Tune in for a conversation about her book, You Are Amazing, and discover how you can trust your vibes, use your intuition, and reclaim your magic. Welcome, Sonia.
Hi, Margot. What an absolute treat to be on your radio show today. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. I've been looking forward to this ever since I first got the idea when I was seeing your posts on Amazon, or not Amazon, I'm saying Amazon, on Instagram. And yeah, it just, your mom has been such an amazing teacher in my life, and I love the title of your book, You Are Amazing. And I love the book, too, I have to say. I love the book. I had gotten it when it first came out, and I was just rereading parts of it to prepare for today's show and remembering how much I love it and how many great stories there are in there that they're teaching stories from your own life. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I wrote this book with my sister. And, you know, having grown up in an intuitive incubator, I didn't realize until I was probably in middle school. And I recognized a lot of people didn't have the same toolkit, because I was always taught that intuition is innate. It's just a matter of how to listen. And then when I was graduating college, during that big economic crash, all of that, and my sister and I both decided that we needed to really write a grounded book for the next generation, really, and give grounded, practical tools to really reclaim what I call is like your innate divinity and your deep listening to your spirit. So it was a labor of love. And we both say it's like a love letter to our readers.
Well, it feels that way when I'm reading it. The only thing, though, that's a little bit confusing, because you both wrote it, is every once in a while I'm thinking, did Sonia write that part or did Sabrina write that part? and then I'll think, or did they write it together, which is probably the case in a lot of the things. But I love the parts, too, where you pull out, this is something from Sonia and this is something from Sabrina and whatever, you know, and then that way I know exactly who's telling the story. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, that's what I started realizing as I went on. It didn't really matter which one of you was writing that part. It's just the whole thing is what's meant to be.
Yeah. Totally. And even there, it's like you can even, you know, use your intuition to kind of tune in and feel the energy. But we wrote it really in a creative, collaborative process. We had a really wonderful editor named Alexia Paul, who also helped us bring both of our voices into one voice. So having good support, too. Shout out, Alexia. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yes, I like to say teams make dreams come true, and it's so true. And collaboration is a huge part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even just there and thinking about our teams, it's even like our own spiritual team, whether it's our guides, our angels, our intuition, but really in this place of being able to open up to support. Because I find that a lot of times that is something, especially if you're somebody who considers yourself a helper or a support system or a deep feeler, we're often really good at giving support. Mm-hmm. And so in tuning into your intuition and just even getting that support from your spirit, from what I call the X plane, which are people who can help us in real life, like you as a life coach, or Alexia, who is my editor, or my mom, or myself, or good teachers, and also from the Y plane, which is where we can get help from our intuition, from our guides, from the universe, and even just in that place of starting to access our intuition, we have to ask and check in, is am I available to support and solutions? And that is a really fundamental place to even start, even opening up to our intuitive guidance.
Yeah, because it's so easy to get distracted by things these days. And it's so important, like you were saying, to be able to be present and to listen to what your spirit's telling you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, before we were on the show, we were just talking about this very subject. You know, intuition resides in the present moment. That's where you're able to listen, not to words, but to vibration. And when we can start getting into the present moment and checking in of just even what does my spirit say, that's when we can open up that portal, you know, to divine listening. Because when we're in the past thinking about, you know, what has happened or in the future, that's when our little, what we call in my family, your ego intellect, the barking dog, likes to come up with a lot of different answers. Yeah, because it's true. You know, so much of our world is geared towards so much information. We are in information overload. And that chokes off our ability to listen and find support and solutions in the present moment. As you're talking about, it's like that is where your intuition resides, right here, right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, and then the next now, and the next now. And yeah,
exactly.
It's so true. Yeah, that was one of the best things I learned from your mom, was that intuition is moment to moment. It's not about later today, next week, next year, or your whole lifetime. It's about now and what you feel you need to do now, right now.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, intuition leads us from moment to moment. And that is where we have not only access, but like you were saying, so importantly, where we can feel it. You know, intuition resides in our physical bodies, and where we can really pay attention to how does this resonate in my body? Our intellect likes to get way, way, way ahead of ourselves. That's what I find so often. It can cut us off at the pass. We're like, okay, you know, you might get an intuitive hit to, as you were just telling me a story about your son and manifesting an experience with Mickey Avalon. And so it's like when we can get into that the present moment, when we're in our heads, it's like we're trying to figure it out. What's next? You might get the intuitive hit to write a book or to go somewhere or do something. And our ego intellectual says, okay, let me figure out the whole mountain to what are all of the different steps. First, I need to write, then I need to publish, then I need to do X, Y, or Z. And that cuts us off at the pass. All of a sudden, we get overwhelmed in information, overwhelmed in all the things that we have to do. And instead of coming back to the present of what resonates, how can I make one little choice? And then from there, listen to what's the next thing that feels good and what's the next thing? Instead of trying to, it's like almost the whole enchilada, which is overwhelming. But that's when we can just start to go, it's like surfing, present, moment to moment. How does that resonate in my body? What does my intuition say? How does this make me feel? Does this feel good or does this not feel good? And from there, that's when we can start making little decisions that give us traction and that allow us to really, in that way, start to surf through life instead of trying to figure it out.
Oh, I like that, surf through life instead of trying to figure it out. I remember when our son, that triggered the memory of when our son was graduating from high school and left to go to college, Chapman University down in Orange County. All these people were saying to me, well, what are you going to do now, Margo? You know, he wasn't living at home. And you know what? The best answer was, I'll figure it out as I go.
Mm.
And thing. You can't decide the whole thing of how you're going to reimagine and recreate a life you love by going, like you said, planning it out on this timeline. Okay, this is going to happen then, this is going to happen then, and this is going to happen then. Who's going to help with it and that sort of thing? But no, you have to listen to how your body feels and how your heart feels. And yeah.
And I love what you said when you were like, I'll figure it out. Because, you know, just like you were just speaking to, and just in that way of how we can get, it's almost like how you can plan tomorrow. Tomorrow you might have your day off. You might think, all right, I'm going to wake up at 7 a.m. and then I'm going to, you know, have my morning routine at 8 and then at 10 I'm going to do this and X, Y, or Z. But as even just now, throughout your day, other things can unfold. And if we get so rigidly tied to what we believe and decide, what that is, it actually cuts us off from any magic or opportunities that might show up that might be gifts from the universe. So I love how you're like, I will figure it. I will see how it feels. And instead of being in that place of trying to imagine how it will look. Because even from there, as you were just talking about, that pulls us away from that place of deeper listening into what the future might be. And we do that often to try and protect ourselves as a way to navigate. But as we all know, it's like new magic things will unfold. And that's the other part of using our intuition, is it's being open to surprise and expectation that then reconnects us to not only our own spirit, but to solutions and opportunities that our conscious mind would have missed completely.
Yeah, so true, so true. And you're right. I mean, a lot of the most amazing and fun and wonderful, magical and beautiful things that have happened in my life, you're right, it came along as an unexpected thing in the journey, not because I planned it out, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Listening to your heart, though, and listening to what your heart's desires are instead of, I like to think of it as your heart's desires versus your ego's desires.
Totally. Totally. Well, you know, just as you're saying, it's like, you know, when we can tune into our heart, because our, you know, the heart is an intelligent organ. It's the first organ in our body to develop, and it informs all of our other senses. And the second is the cochlear, that's the inner ear, and it's shaped like a spine. That's what picks up on vibration. And we have to remember that we are, in our essence, vibrational beings. And so when we can get out of that place of your same ego, that ego intellect that chatters, that talks all the time, it's like a monkey singing from a tree, and recognize that that's not our only intelligence. It's part of our intelligence. Mm-hmm. It can help us organize. It can help us discern. But it doesn't know all there is to know. Now, when we can tune into that heart space, it's just what you're saying, you know, that is not only a powerful organ, but tells you and gives you direct feedback in present time of what is true for me for now. And when we can bring these two parts of us, like our head and our heart, that, you know, I'm really of the belief that they're meant to be the best of friends. Our heart, our spirit driving the car of life, and sort of our conscious mind as the organizer, like your little Google Maps will say, okay, go there. Mm-hmm. And that is how we can really build a life that feels good, that is authentic, deeply centered in ourselves. And that won't happen in our thinking faculty, because it doesn't have access to any of that information.
Yeah, so true. You know, there's some amazing stories in your book, a whole bunch of them, and a couple of them though that really stood out to me were the one that you had about Will You Watch My Cat? And also the one that about your boyfriend and about being right or happy. Which one of those would you like to talk about first?
I feel like, you know, either or, but I feel like let's talk about the one around being happy. And I believe that was our chapter on being right and resentment and, just like you were saying, it's like our ego, which is, it gets a bad rap, you know,
mm-hmm.
but our ego has a function. It helps the self separate out. If you didn't have an ego, you wouldn't be able to differentiate yourself from a speeding bus that's coming down the block. But the ego works in right, wrong, good, bad, all or nothing. And what it
mm-hmm.
loves more than anything in the whole wide world is to be right, you know? And as you can see, you know, even in that, like, you know, we come up, and especially nowadays where there are so many different people with so many different opinions and thoughts, you know, our world right now can feel very, very, very divisive. And so
mm-hmm.
when we're in the energy of being right, you know, I'm right, you're wrong, you're good, I'm good, you're bad, we end up not only being disconnected from who's in front of us, but we end up isolating ourselves now. And I feel like I remember
mm-hmm.
that chapter because I feel like I had an argument with my boyfriend, and I argued with him till the very end till I was right. And then all of a sudden I sat all by myself and I was like, well, this doesn't really feel good. I might have won the momentary argument, but what has that served me? Or even our relationship and moving things forward. So, you know, the important thing in recognizing of instead of having it be right and wrong, but about even validating each other's experiences and finding a certain commonality, and in that place is where we can find connection, you know? And then from there,
yeah.
we can really start to come towards mutual solutions. Because I find, you know, it's like our big thing even in the world is we have to listen to each other. We have to listen to our spirit. And that
mm-hmm.
takes a certain amount of energy. But at the same time, that is a catalyst for healing and connection that we need so much nowadays.
You're so right. I mean, it just makes me so sad to see how disconnected so many people feel from each other and even from their own heart. So Sonia just, her cell just dropped. And so anyway, I'm going to wait for her to call back in. But in the meantime, I just want everybody out there to start thinking about how important it is to listen to your heart. And I think she's back.
I'm back. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Your call dropped. And so I just said, well, her call dropped. She'll be back.
I am back.
But you know what?
Ooga booga.
This is an ooga booga, though. We were just talking about how disconnected we all can be. And your cell phone goes, okay, they said disconnected. Let's talk about connected then so we can stay connected for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, I laugh because it's, you know, that is what it's like. You know, it's like that is what it's like if we don't take a moment is where we can get really, disconnected. And as you were saying, you know, a lot of times in, you know, our first point of connection and our most important is first to our spirit. And
mm-hmm.
it's really simple to do that. It's like, you know, when we can identify ourselves, not as our jobs or our personalities, not all these external things, but really recognizing that you are inherently spirit. As you know,
mm-hmm.
as soon as you took your first breath, your spirit came into your body. And as I always like to say, as long as your heart is beating, your spirit is home. And the moment that you start to even just recognize that, you know, I'm not all of these, but that I am not, it instantly starts to raise your vibration and shift your awareness. And from there, it's like that's where we can start to build a relationship back to our spirit, back to our essence, and even just start to reopen that innate divine portal we have of listening. And as you were talking about, it's like, you know, that just starts by recognizing in this very present moment. You know, one of my favorite tools that I teach all the time in my workshops and my classes and everything, mm-hmm. and I always say just one tool that you take, even just putting one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, gently closing your eyes and dropping your attention from your heart, your head space, to your heart space where your spirit resides. And you'll notice the chatter starts to quiet. And you'll start to reconnect and feel your spirit. And from that place, when we're grounded and centered in that, that informs all of our other relationships, because that's where we can start to reconnect to our true essence. And, you know, as you're saying, it's like that is the, you know, for me, I'm like, that's a catalyst and portal of healing and change, even now, especially nowadays, of recognizing, you know, it's like we say, your personality, all that's your ego, your barking dog, but that's not who you are. So mm-hmm. as we can start to recognize first ourselves as spirit and other people as spirit, that instantly creates a vibrational shift in our awareness and even how we navigate and softens ourselves to even more compassion, you know?
Mm,
and that
yeah.
is so important for connections, especially now.
Mm-hmm. Compassion for each other and also compassion for our own self, our capital S self, the inner being that we really are, like you said, the spirit that we are.
Yeah. And I love that you were just saying that because it's true. You know, as we can really cultivate and practice having more compassion for ourselves, you know, I find that that's how we can have more compassion and more grace for others in the world. I feel like how gentle we are with ourselves is a mirror of how we see others. And I was just recognizing this a while ago with my partners, you know. I was... You know, obviously I grew up in an intuitive incubator. I grew up in somewhere where we're always learning to grow and change and learn. And I was recognizing that, you know, I was putting a lot of pressure on him to go do all, you know, all of my tools. I mean, of course, the guy's always great things. You got to go do them. And then I was recognizing, wow, this is a mirror of a portal of where I need to practice being even more patient and soft with myself, because that is what extends out. So I always find it's a good, like you were saying, a good marker. How judgmental or even just how critical we can be to others is a big mirror. So having that self-compassion is so beautiful because it gives us a little bit more room to breathe and really helps to reconnect us with our grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. That is really true. And if we had more compassion for ourselves and for others, this world would be a very different place. So, you know, I just hope that more and more people can listen to their heart and close their eyes and just, like you said, feel what they're feeling and really look at what, at that inner being of theirs and what really matters most to them and what is important to them instead of just what everyone tells us out there. Everybody tells you, you should do this or you should do that or you could do that or you know, that's not a good idea or whatever. But you have to listen to your own self, and that can be really difficult when there's people who want you to be more like them, which I'm sure
yeah.
everybody out there has in their lives.
Well, you know, I it's absolutely true. You know, and like you said, so much of our world, even from the time we were in grade school, we've been taught to look outside of ourselves for what is the right answer. And just in that place of getting away from, instead of right and wrong, but even what resonance for me is like your intuition and your spirit in building a relationship and a connection back to that essential, innate, perfect divinity, that's where you really start to trust yourself, trust spirit, and trust life. And then we get out of all of the shoulds, have to's, must, all of the bombardment of extra information that can come in and spin our wheels. And so the other thing, just in terms of when you get an intuitive hit, and this is where I find a lot of my clients in readings, mentoring, and all my work over the years is so important, because otherwise if you get an intuitive hit and then you ask Sally, Peter, Paul, Joe, who may or may not be tuned in, you are going outside of yourself. You're not connecting and trusting your own intuition. You're saying, well, how can I be sure that I'm right? And that is where it disempowers us. That's where we even start getting our intuitive hits, overthinking them, you know, and getting stuck in the blah, blah, blah. So you might have a perfect intuitive hit, but if you don't trust it and take action, it just becomes more information, and we are in information overload.
Yeah, yeah. So true. Wow. Well, we've got a little over 3 minutes left, so what would you most like to talk to our listeners about during that time?
Well, in our last 3 minutes, you know, I have to say, it's like, first, just even, you know, it's like if you're curious about intuition and, and really opening that up, first of all, just recognizing that you are intuitive. It's a statement. It's not an am I intuitive. You are intuitive. And so when we can start opening up to expectation, I expect my intuition to work instead of trying to figure it out, that creates a real big energetic shift. And then from there, that's when we can start to build that relationship back to our spirit. Hand on our heart, hand on our bellies, reconnecting and having that be the foundation of our life. So from, you know, and even just from there, that's where we start to call back those pieces of ourselves that we've shattered out into the world and say, what resonates? What's true for me for now? And then take action. Make a decision. That will breed your confidence. And so, you know, if you're interested, I feel like definitely I have so many different tools and resources. I have a free YouTube video every week. I have a What's Your Spirit Type quiz. I have mastering manifestation workshop next week. So I have a podcast with my mom and my sister. So, you know, come. I have tons of our book. I have tons of tools, free tools, simple ways to help you get into a direct experience of your intuition.
And they can find out more information about that on your website, Sonia Tulley, SoniaTulley.com.
So. Yeah, come. I really just cannot wait to connect with you.
No, you are definitely a connector. There's no doubt about it. Connector, communicator. Yeah.
Well, and who are you?
Oh, you know, I love the saying, when you point a finger, three are pointing back at you. And it's not just the bad stuff, which it can be,
no.
Things you need to work on. It's also the good stuff, you know, when you see somebody and you go, wow, you're really amazing. You are amazing, as your book is titled. That means you are also.
So, yes.
You spot it, you got it. Oh, Sonia, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
What
for
a
being,
treat. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on Live Your Music. And please, everyone, including you, Sonia, share the link for the replay with your family, friends, and somebody had said even your enemies recently. I thought that was funny. But, yeah. So share the love, share the intuition, and what I want most for everyone out there is to be happy, contribute happiness, and you do that when you live your music, which is living from your heart. I realized that as I was planning the show for today. say that live your music really means live your heart's desires.
I love that. Thank you for being a good vibes fairy and just being such a bright light in the world.
We need you,
and I'm so grateful.
Oh, thank you. I'm grateful for you and your mom and your sister, too. Anyway, we are out of time, so we need to get going, but thank you again for all the ways you live your music. Say hi to your mom and your sister. I haven't met your sister, but say hi to your mom for me. And I will say bye for now, everyone. Bye, Sonia.
All my love. Thank you. Bye.
All my love back. Bye.
Bye.